Hey folks, it's King from Stay Tuned Sports, and I gotta tell you, I love energy drinks. They help give me that boost that I need to finish all my work, get through game film recaps from all of Sunday's games, and they provide that pick-me-up during a very long week. What I don't love is that crash and the jitters, the gross feeling you get with most other energy drinks. And that's why I tried Dubby, and I gotta tell you, Dubby is a game changer with flavors like Dragonade, Beach and Peach, Galaxy Grenade, and my personal favorite, the Dub Sludge. You can find your favorite or just get them all. There's no jitters, there's no crash, because there's no sugar in Dubby. Plus, Dubby contains Neurofactor, an all-natural ingredient derived from coffee cherries, which has been linked to enhanced brain function. You go on over to dubby.gg right now. That's dubby.gg to grab the best energy drink you've ever had. And if you enter the code STSPORTS18 in all caps, you'll get 10% off your order. That's STSPORTS18 to get 10% off of Dubby. Be better.
Second quarter, start running the fucking ball. Third quarter, take a power nap. Fourth quarter, oh shit, there's the rest of the game. Let's go.
Fuck it, I'm a diabetic. I will root for the team that will literally give me diabetes and death. Rooting for a team from Hershey is like a Catholic rooting for Satan. It doesn't make any sense.
This is Stay Tuned Sports, and it starts in 3, 2, 1.
And hello there, all you Stay Tuners. Welcome back to another episode of Stay Tuned Sports. It's your good friend Jimbo here, back after a pretty exciting weekend, as far as I go. Went to the Flyers-Senators game Saturday night. It was the first time that my oldest, who is a Penguins fan, and my wife, who is a Penguins fan, got to witness Wells Fargo. This was my second game at the Farg. I don't know if there's a nickname. don't know why I tried to make one there. But a really good game. We won 4-2 and witnessed some history with Forster's penalty goal there. I think it was in the third period. The Flyers have the most penalty goals in a season in NHL history. So that was pretty cool. You know, compared to the last couple games, it felt like they played all three periods. Second period was a little iffy. Seemed like the Senators kind of figured out the Flyers a little bit there, but we were able to pull out the 4-2 win. Really 3-2. The fourth goal was an empty netter with just a few seconds left. But you know, it was a cool night. It was a Marvel movie theme night. I got my picture taken with the Flyers ice girls, who were dressed up as Black Widow. Gritty was dressed up as Spider-Man, which was a pretty cool thing. Bought a bunch of merchandise. Probably a lot more than I probably should have, but it was a good game. And I actually got they were selling Stadium Series pucks with autographs on them. You just didn't know who you were gonna get. It was like a surprise thing, so I bought one. Got Nick Seeler's. As of right now, Wednesday. It's not 4 p.m. Eastern yet. 4 p.m. Eastern is the trade deadline for hockey, for NHL. Nick Seeler is still on the team, so hopefully, and from what I've been reading, we are close to assigning him to a 3-year extension. And from what I've been seeing, not a bad yearly rate either, so hopefully they get that hammered out. We did, let me pulled up so I get the right transactions. We did make a trade so far. Walker, we traded him to Colorado for, I believe, a first-round draft pick. Sean Walker and a fifth-round selection in the 2026 draft to Colorado for Ryan Johansson and a conditional first-round selection next year. So, kind of knew, you know, Walker was definitely going to be one of them that was going to get traded. We wanted a first-rounder. We got it. I think it's a good deal there. Just because, you know, I think I talked about it last week. We have a couple young prospects that are over in Russia, down in the minors, you know, lighting it up. And we want to get some pieces put around them when they get to the NHL, when we get to the Flyers. So, you know, Walker was playing very well for us, but his contract was expiring. So you hate to see a player that's playing really well go, but we got something good in return, you know, something that was worth the trade. Sticking with some hockey news, the Devils this past Monday, I think it was, have fired Vladimir Tarasenko. Got traded. I think he got traded to the Panthers just because I got ESPN on the TV here. See anything else comes through. But the Devils have fired Lindy Ruff. So our boy King, he's happy about it. But I have to laugh about it because, you know, he's always saying how us Philly fans, us Philadelphia fans are so fickle and this and that. And here they sign him to an extension in the offseason and three quarters of the way through this season, they fire him. Now, granted, when you pull your goalie and don't put an extra shooter out on the ice, yeah, that to me is like up there with Joe Judge from the Giants playing himself out of a job. I just don't know which one was a worse blunder. I would probably say that the Devils one, just because of not putting that sixth shooter out there to try to get back into the game, and he did it with 5 minutes left. So, you know, I didn't see the game. Like, I wasn't watching the game, so I don't know how bad they were playing. Like, I don't know if they would have got a goal, if that would have swung the momentum back their way or what. But yeah, definitely not good. And you know, I was also like kind of thinking about this, like our buddy King. Since me and him became friends in 2012, the Eagles have dominated the Giants. Before that, the Giants dominated the Eagles. Eagles are still dominating the Giants. And now the Devils are playing like shit. And the Flyers are starting to play better. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of like the curse for him for his sports teams. But speaking of the Eagles, you know, I did a short clip on Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah, I think it was Monday. All the days are running together for me. It's kind of a hectic week. But about Jason Kelce's retirement. And since then, there's been more stories about the type of person he is. And I thought this story that came out, in case you didn't hear about it, was very touching and very, very cool. For 13 seasons, he had one sole person to tape his ankles from the training staff. No one else was allowed to do it. Before the Tampa Bay game, the trainer that would tape his ankles was diagnosed with cancer and had to have chemo done, you know, all that type of stuff, and wasn't able to make it to the Tampa Bay game. So he wasn't able to tape Jason's ankles for his last one last time, like as the last person. So if you go out there on all any of the social medias, you could find it. Jason actually had his ankles taped for his press conference because that trainer just happened to be in the facility Monday. And he made sure that this trainer was the last person to tape his ankles. So, like I said, so many stories coming out. There was one on the New Heights that they aired today about the Nick Foles reference. When Jason was talking about the Super Bowl and Nick going up to Doug Peterson and say, let's do the Philly special. It's actually funny, and, you know, spoiler, Jason asked Nick first if he could say about him having a big dick. And Nick said, well, hold on, let me ask my wife. That's okay. So they had to go through the proper channels to get it approved, and it did, luckily, and it was a pretty funny quote. But from what Jason said on New Heights, and I'm glad he did this. He basically said the physicality of the game has caught up to him. He knows he could play. He just... And you know, each week over the past couple of seasons, he was able to bounce back from the game, you know, from the physicality. But he knows it's coming where it's going to get harder and harder just to, you know, come back and play at a top level. So he wanted to go out on top. And even though he didn't go out on top as a Super Bowl winner from this past season, he was playing hell of games, right? You know, up until the last one. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, he could have came back next year and even had a better year than the past couple of seasons. But he made the right call. He's good with it. And it sounds like this one is definitely done, which I'm happy. Because you don't want to see a player, not even just Jason, but someone like this come back. You know, like, look at Tom Brady. Okay, you know, he retired, came back, didn't have as good of a season as his Super Bowl run with Tampa Bay the first time, but I mean, it's Tom Brady, so he's still going to be playing good. But you take that chance of coming back and not playing as well and letting that last season be remembered as, you know, how you played. Whereas he played Jason played very well last year. Other than that, the one game where he got flagged for moving the football forward, even though he was been warned for a couple seasons in a row. So it sounds like he's definitely done. He's definitely retired. He did say he's going to be around the complex. He's going to be, you know, probably at the practices and things like that. Just won't be physically in the game. And that brings up the question of where do the Eagles go from here? You know, Cam Jurgens is going to take over the spot of the starting center, who was our right guard last year. And, you know, he should be it's big shoes to fill no matter who you put in there. But it sounds like he should be able to take right over and not miss a beat. This offense hopefully won't miss a beat. Cam was actually handpicked by Jason to be drafted. Sounded like Jason told Howie, told Nick, you know, this guy could be the heir apparent of me, you know. But now you move him to center. What do you do with the guard spot? That guard spot has been tough for us to fill since Brooks retired, I think two seasons ago. So we have a decent amount of top 50 picks. Do you try to draft a starting guard, you know, first or second round? I think you definitely have to start looking at Lane Johnson, Probably only got another year or two. So you got to get his replacement going. You know, we're a couple old guys away from, if we don't find the backups for them, their future starters, that we're going to put ourselves in a hole. Obviously, Jalen Hurts isn't going nowhere. A.J. Brown cleared the air. WIP is just being douchebags, trying to start stuff that really shouldn't be being started. Brandon Graham sounds like he's coming back. There's no deal there yet, but may get done before free agency. Fletcher Cox might be on his way out, but as far as he goes, I don't think we have to draft a replacement for him. You know, we got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter there. A lot of people are starting to talk a little bit that Jordan Davis may be the bust. I don't think he's a bust. He's not playing up to what we thought he would. But look at Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham was a bust for the first five seasons of his career. And then just it all clicked. And sometimes that's what happens. You know, I kind of do agree with Aaron Rodgers. And not because of just the position of quarterback, but I think with any of these positions, you got to give these kids some time to grow into their positions, whether it's physically or mentally. Some take longer than others to have it all click. But as far as the Eagles, you know, with Jason retiring, most likely Fletcher Cox retiring, yeah, our Super Bowl aspirations for this upcoming season definitely is taking a hit. And not saying go into a rebuild, because I mean, we have a lot of young players. I would say lower our expectations for this upcoming season. You know, hey, if we make the Super Bowl, we win, great. If we make the playoffs, okay. But let's not say, hey, Super Bowl or go home. And that might not be good for Nick Sirianni. You know, he was very close to being fired this past offseason. Bill Belichick's going to be out there. Pete Carroll's out there. Mike Vrabel's out there. You know, so I think if we make the playoffs with the team we have right now, if we make the playoffs, I would chalk it up as a win. I'm curious to see how free agency goes. You know, we have free agency starting next week. A lot of good running backs out there that are going to be out there for free agency. Saquon Barkley is rumored to be one of them that we're interested in. And I'd be okay with signing him as long as, like, if we could bring Swift back, if we could bring DeAndre Swift back, and pair him with Barkley. Barkley would be our bruiser. Doesn't have to play every down. You know, and I think that's where he's at in his career, because he does get hurt a lot. He doesn't have to be that every down back. And he could also catch the ball out of the backfield and take it to the yard. Linebacker, I've been banging this drum for, I mean, Jesus, how many seasons now? I'm happy to see that we were actually sitting down talking to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. at the combine. I would lose my shit if we draft him, if he joins the Eagles. But linebacker, definitely. Think we need another cornerback to be paired, you know, across from Slay. Bradberry obviously wasn't the answer last year. The season before, he just had a hell of a season. It just all clicked for him. Safety wise, I would like to see CJ come back. I was a little upset, pissed off that we let him go. So there's plenty of cap space to do this. So yeah, there are a lot of questions going in about the Eagles, probably the most out of all the Super Bowl contenders. But you know, we'll figure it out in the coming weeks. Pretty much, actually, by next Friday, we'll know who Philly's gonna keep and sign and all that that happy stuff. But there was over the weekend, this kind of came out about the kickoff rule being changed. Still got to get voted on by the owners, and for the most part, actually, I think sounds pretty cool. It's a little different. Let me get it up here so I could see, tell you guys exactly what is being proposed. So, the kickoff proposal will have the teams kicking off from the opponent's 40-yard line, which I think right now is the 35-yard line. No players except the kicker and a returner can move until the ball is touched. So that means the gunners and all them, they got to stay put until the returner catches the ball. If the ball doesn't cross the 20-yard line in the air, it's treated as out of bounds, so it'd be a penalty. Take it to the their own 40-yard line. If the kicker kicks the ball in the end zone, in the air, not like bouncing in or anything, a touchback results in the ball being placed at the 35-yard line compared to the 25-yard line the past couple seasons. I like this idea because it's increasing the chances of returns, which can change the outlook of a game, can win a game, but also the safety aspect of it. You don't have all these players running full force down all at once. They're all, they're standing there waiting until the returner catches the ball, and then they're allowed to start running down and tackle them. The only rule change proposal that I do not like is the onside kick. Basically, if you're going to onside kick it, you need to tell, I guess it would be the refs or the other team, that you're going to do an onside kick. No more surprise onside kicks, which that sucks. Andy Reid going for an onside kick on opening day against the Dallas Cowboys or whatever. I forget. I don't think it was Dallas Cowboys, but I'll never forget that. It was like his first game at Philly or something like that. And like, I just lost my shit. I thought that was cool as shit. I mean, shit, I do it on Madden. So you lose that element of surprise, which, I mean, last year alone with the onside kick, I think it was like 20%, that it works like 20% of the time. So I'm pretty much sure that you're going to see the onside kick is going to be gone. I mean, obviously teams will still try to do it when they're down by, three or seven, one score game, but it won't be, you won't see it coming. That's going away. So, trying to think what other things are going on here. So, I mean, we got UFC this weekend. Me and the wife are actually going out to see Lewis Black. I can't wait. I haven't seen him in a few years. But if the show gets over before the pay-per-view, maybe I'll jump on and do like a live show for you guys with you guys. It looks like a hell of a card. I'm a Sean O'Malley fan. Chito Vera destroyed him the first time around. Basically, made his leg go numb by just constantly hitting the same nerve in his leg over and over. Plenty of other fights. Michael Page makes his UFC debut against Kevin Holland. That should be a hell of a fight. So yeah, a lot of good fights on the pay-per-view, and hopefully I'll be able to get to see it. Maybe get to see it with you guys. But before I go, make sure you guys head over to our sponsor, Dubby, Dubby.gg. They have all type of energy drinks that has no sugar, doesn't give you the crash that like the other energy drinks do. It's healthy. They actually have hydration drinks as well. I believe they're working on having them in cans. just in the past couple weeks, they've released a couple new flavors. They look pretty cool. So head over to w.gg and make sure you use the promo code STSPORTS18, all capital letters, to receive 10% off of your final purchase. That's w.gg. Be better. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe and like our page. Make sure you got the notifications on, so that way you get a little notification saying, hey, you know, the boys are back. They got a show coming on, and especially if I do a Saturday night show. You guys will know when to jump on. I am working on doing a Saturday show, YouTube live show, when the USFL comes about. March 30th is the kickoff weekend, so I'm gonna hopefully we could get King on here with us to do that, kind of like what we did with the San Francisco 49er Green Bay game in the playoffs. That was pretty fun. That was pretty cool. So yeah, a lot of stuff coming up. So stay tuned. Make sure you like and subscribe our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe us on all your major podcast platforms. In case you're just listening to us and not watching, that's fine too. That's good. That's fine. No problem with that. But till next week, this is your good friend Jimbo, signing out.